Hey, everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. I know this is a little bit later than we normally put it out. Lots of reasons. As you can tell, our media room looks a little bit different. So we're, again, happy to put out another podcast. And the reason we do this podcast is because positivity is such a powerful tool. Why are you? The Wednesday podcast is done so that Heather and I can laugh at each other and so that we can talk about positive things that are happening in our life. Because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. So that's why most Wednesdays, last week we did not have one. We'll talk about why. But most Wednesdays we'll have a podcast about the positive things happening in our life. And we'll also talk about ways that you can develop that positivity in your life as well. So let's start with some wins that we've had lately, and we'll let Heather start with that.
So wins for me are, it's Christmas time, which is a positive for me because I love Christmas lights and Christmas cookies and foods. And another win is we went to Disney last week, so our countdown is back to zero, sadly, but it was the best week. And I got to go to Cake Bake Shop.
Yeah, it was a very intense week. It was a lot. So lots of walking. I got to average like 20,000 steps a day, which was awesome. I mean, I think I got to a place where I was leaving the room during our rest time to go walk. That was not a good idea one day. So yeah. It was fun. It was a lot. It was very intense, and it felt very fast.
It was a very quick week.
Yeah. And we got to stay at Caribbean Beach, which we've never done that before, so it was a totally new...
Amazing.
Yeah, it was a totally new environment. So, but it was good.
Yeah. And all of the Disney resorts have, like, a certain special smell that they put out in their lobby, and I loved Caribbean Beach's lobby because it smelled like cinnamon and Christmas, and it was just amazing, and their decorations were beautiful. And then we walked over to the Riviera one day, and I didn't like
That's one of those ritzy, fancy resorts.
I didn't like their lobby or their gift shop or their smell in their lobby. It wasn't the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. It wasn't as like, inviting type of feeling as Caribbean Beach's lobby was.
Yeah.
And Caribbean Beach is a moderate resort, so you're on the Skyliner. But you don't pay a ton, so it's still cheaper, I think, than going to, like, Art of Animation.
Yeah, it was cool because, well, so we took my mom with us, so we had to get a fifth sleeping room, and that's how Disney does it. If you put in, like, we're bringing five people, they will automatically only let you do certain rooms. So we found that it would actually be cheaper for us to do that room than it would be for us to do, like, a family room at one of the value resorts, which is usually one of their cheaper resorts. But it ended up being, it was actually going to be a lot more to do that. So we said, no, thank you. We will go with this one. And we did, and it was awesome. It was just huge. But Heather did a solid thing, was the day before, the week before, she called and said, we would like these two room options, these two buildings. And so they gave us the one building that she really wanted. Yep. And it was a short walk to the
Skyliner,
which if you've never been to Disney, the Skyliner is the only way you should travel. The bus, terrible. It gets you from A to B, but it is miserable. I usually have to stand the whole time because I have a stroller with me. And then most of the time, There's a whole bunch of other people on it. But the Skyliner, you get your own little tram, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And you get to relax for like 15 minutes.
And it's just so peaceful and wonderful. And the girls' favorite thing is, of course, the pool.
Yeah.
Any pool.
Yeah, they don't care about Disney. They just want to go to a pool. So
just
I suggested we just go. We're trying to figure out how we can do a life hack of go to a beach vacation or some sort of just like we go to a pool for a week for them. And then me and Heather figure out a way to escape to Disney by ourselves. So I feel like we enjoy it a little bit more than they do currently. They really like going, but.
Oh, what was it? I think your mom asked them, do y'all like going to? No, somebody I think asked them, do y'all like going to Disney? And they said, well, mom loves Disney.
Yeah.
And I was like, but y'all don't love Disney?
I thought it was fun. We drove the whole way. So it started out where we were trying to rent a minivan because we thought it'd be more room. It was during Thanksgiving holiday, and so apparently they do not have Enterprise messed up, and so
the airport Enterprise took all of the mini, like every car actually, from the one we were renting from. So when we showed up to the Enterprise next to his mom's house, they were like, we literally have no cars.
Yeah.
They came and took them over Thanksgiving while all of us were gone. We can't do anything about it. And it was so sad because the girls were so, I think the girls were more excited about getting a minivan than they were about anything else on the trip.
Yeah.
And then we didn't get a minivan. And they were like, oh, now we're stuck with mom's car.
And our car did great. It fit everything. I do think in our future, though, we should get one of those cool, like, rack things to put on top.
Oh, yeah.
To strap down bags.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a cheap investment. So.
Better than buying a new car.
Yeah. I don't need to do that.
I don't need a new car.
Just put all your bags on top that you're not going to use until you get to where you're going. So it was a lot. We did, like, two vacations right before we did our vacation, which was not.
Not recommended. Yeah. Do not do that.
That's a. A note for your Wednesday. If you want to have wins, don't plan trying to go. Since Heather's from Florida and I'm from Alabama, we thought, well, why don't we just like go see my family for 2 days? Then we'll drive down and see your dad for 2 days. And then we'll drive to Disney. That was not a good idea. That was too much on our children. And it was a lot of bags, that extra bags that we had to have. So,
yeah. And then we had two extra bags. We had one bag for Thanksgiving and going to see other family. And then another bag, because now the girls and I have to use two bags. We're no longer in the one bag fits all three phase of life. Yeah. So it was a lot.
It was.
And then we had a whole Disney suitcase on top of that. And then we got up at 5 a.m. to drive to Disney from... from my dad's.
Yep.
So that we can make it to church in Orlando at 10 a.m.
It was a lot.
Yep.
A whole lot.
So do not recommend doing three trips in one because it's exhausting.
Yeah. This is so awesome. I like this setup.
Do you?
Yeah.
Does this bar like cut my face off?
I don't know.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, we jammed out. What we need to do is get a rectangle table. Sorry. We're doing live podcast studio adjustments. I might also do, like, a different background. But.
Other things. Baby updates.
Yeah.
I now go weekly to my doctor. And I get, like, weekly ultrasounds now. And he's big still.
Yeah.
He's still 97th percentile. And then on top of that, he's currently 5 pounds, but projected to be 9 pounds, 10 ounces by 39 weeks.
Which is humongous for a tiny lady.
So I requested to be induced at 38, if possible, please. So I think we're probably going to do that.
And I, things that have gone on for me is I don't have any baby updates. So I'll let Heather have that update. But yeah, we are, we've had lots of crazy things. That's why we need the sound stuff on that wall. Oh. This wall. Yeah, this room borders our bathroom in our church building or in our office area. So, but we, I was going to say something. Still life update, still charging my phone downstairs, and it's awesome. Thought I would need more of a sound machine because I used to sleep with a fan going, like fan noise going. But I haven't, hasn't really affected me. Also started intermittent fasting the past couple, actually this week. So I eat from 11 to 6 every day. And that's it. I have to shut off. I feel like the morning times, I have actually been more focused on doing work. But after I eat lunch and stuff, I definitely can tell where my mind goes to being like, blah. So in the morning time, I try to knock out as much like Bible work and emails and planning type stuff as much as I can. And then after I eat lunch, I go and I try to do something like hands-on, like the studio and getting stuff ready for various different things that we have. So I used to do intermittent fasting a long time ago. It definitely helps me to sleep better at night because I stop eating earlier than I usually do, because sometimes I'll snack all the way until like we go to bed and then I try to sleep and I'm like miserable. So I've slept better this week, which is awesome. And but yeah, another cool thing, and I hope you've noticed it too, but it's okay if you haven't. So the past two nights, which I'll go ahead and be honest, I'm not the greatest about making sure to pray with Heather every night. I'm really bad at it. But the past two nights this week, I've been reading a book called Wild at Heart. And it's just an awesome book for all guys. They need to read it. But he just talks about being intentional and all this different stuff. So I was like, you know, why don't I pray with Heather? So the past two nights, we've been praying about various things that we got going on in our lives, things that we want to be better at, things that we just are thankful for. And so one of the things we've been praying about is just being better for our children and also praying for their betterment as well. And I'm telling you, I'm not just telling you this because I'm a preacher and a Christian, but prayer does work for who knows what reason. Georgia, without any prompting today, cleaned their entire room. Like, just went upstairs, and I mean, like, spotless. That's the best I've ever seen their room in my life. She vacuumed. She took the vacuum from downstairs, brought it upstairs, vacuumed the entire room without Heather having to say anything. Also,
didn't even know she was doing that.
Yeah.
I was sitting on the floor in the living room, and we heard a sound, and Josie and I thought she was blow-drying her hair.
Yeah.
And I can't get off the floor anyway, so I just sat there.
I give credit all to our prayers lately. They've been very intentional. Disney was hard. Both of our children's attitudes were not the best the entire time. No. That was probably due to lack of sleep, lots of sugar, and very intense days. So, I don't know. We just spent a lot of time praying, and I've been praying, and we prayed together, and I've been praying with the girls at night about that too, and being intentional about telling them that, hey, this is what we're praying about because this is what we're seeing these days. And so today it was just like, and I came home, everybody was chipper, and I came home a little bit earlier. I came home after my first class that I taught today.
But even during school, yeah. Georgia started her quiz this morning on her own, and then she did her math without any rebuttal. The only one that gave me any hardships today was Josie.
Yeah. Well, she's five.
And she's not feeling starting back school. She thought that December meant we were done because it's Christmas for the whole month.
Yeah. Well, she did go to a school where December they're done. But yeah, I say all that was because of our prayer life and God answering those prayers. I am going to continue praying those prayers. But just an encouragement for you out there. If there's like, man, you know, I want something to change, I would start with prayer and be intentional about what you're doing and what you're saying to God. But also, it was fun because usually when I come home, and this is no discredit to Heather and the hard work she puts in, but sometimes I just don't have the best attitude. Those girls don't have the best attitudes when I come home.
They're girls.
For like lunchtime. But I came home a little bit earlier today because another win. One of my students gave me a box of crumble cookies today. So I was like, I'm not going to keep these in my office or I'm going to crush these and ruin my intermittent fasting. So I took them home and they were all just like, hello. We're so excited to see you. They were all dressed. And then I came home again a little bit later, and that's when Georgia was like, come see our room. So,
And meanwhile, Josie, cookie time?
Yeah. It was awesome. So I would encourage you, just be intentional in your prayers. Talk to your spouse about what they want to have prayed for and things like that is awesome. But then, what was another thing I was going to say? Literally, it was just on the tip of my tongue. I was thinking about, as we were talking about prayer, crumble cookie prayer, what will spark that same thing to come into my head? It's something we've had happen lately.
Well, we're doing something new for Christmas presents this year.
Yeah, Heather researched what to give children.
Our kids aren't really into toys anymore.
Yeah, and we got them... Like, their biggest thing that they wanted at Disney was...
A droid. A droid. They both got droids at Disney, which is hilarious.
Yeah. Georgia built her an original, like, OG R2-D2, and then Josie got her a BB-8. So, which makes sense, how wild the BB-8 is.
Because she is a BB-8.
Yeah. but they're really cool. I like them. So, but yeah, we... Heather researched what to get the kids for Christmas, and there was like a cool pattern.
So we're doing this thing, and there's different variations of it, but I really liked the 7, and it's something I want, something I need, something to wear, something to read, something for me, something for the family, and then there was something else, something to do. So, like a board game or crafts or something. I don't know. But there's those 7. They're kind of, some are kind of the same, some are not. But I am taking out like the something to wear one because they're just, they don't need clothes and they're just really picky. So, I'm not doing the something to wear one, I don't think. I'll let their CC handle that one.
Yeah.
But so what we did is so far we've gotten them new books because Georgia reads every night in bed. And then Josie just wants new books. So we got them new books. I was torn between like Anne of Green Gables, Mary Poppins, The Secret Garden.
Speaking of Anne of Green Gables, I don't know why this just sparked into my head, but just let me, hold on.
Okay.
What is that show? Wingfeather Saga. Remind me, I need to tell the girls. There's new episodes.
I know. We just haven't had a chance to watch them. Okay,
just making sure.
We've been reading Wingfeather Saga in school, but I was torn between all of those. But instead, I just got her the next 3 or 4 books in her book series, Sophie Mouse, that she's been reading. She's almost done with the whole 24 book series, but then we got them new Bibles because they asked a while back for a new Bible. And then we got them these really super cool Bible bags. And then for the family one, we got from Not Consumed the relationships bundle thing.
You got the whole bundle?
No, I got just part of it. Yeah. I got the siblings bundle, which helps them learn to be loving siblings. And there's like a parent one that the parents do with them, and then they each get their own workbooks.
Yeah.
And then there's a conflict chart too. So that is magnetic and it will go on our fridge. But then Georgia is really into crocheting, and the Wooble Kits came out with a new thing called Loopables, and she's been asking for one. So I got her that.
So she found a new love, which she's really good at this. I taught her how to, in the hunting world that I'm in, there's a lot of ropes involved because I'm a saddle hunter, which if you have no idea what that is, it's okay. But we have to use a lot of ropes. So a tether rope, a lineman's rope, blah, blah, blah. And so rope management is a big thing. And learning to,
Daisy chain?
Learning to daisy chain is like super helpful. Also, if you just have extension cords or anything, it's also awesome to learn how to daisy chain. So I taught her how to daisy chain one time, and she just like for 3 days straight just like was daisy chaining the whole time. Well, we just found something super cool, finger knitting, which is like the Loopables thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of using actual like crochet needles or whatever they call them, your hooks, you use your fingers and your hands, and you are doing you're doing a bunch of daisy chains pretty much. And she they both did a really cool blanket yesterday.
Yeah.
And knocked it out in one day with the massive fat skein stuff.
The chunky yarn.
Chunky yarn, which is, it was impressive. So it was fun.
Yeah. And then Josie has no idea what she wants.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what to get her.
Ceiling tile is out of the... Okay, cool. What? Ceiling tile's pushed up.
But so she's really hard to shop for. Georgia, on the other hand, is like, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
Josie's like, meh.
Well, they both needed new Bibles lately. Georgia, she's really into doing notes and stuff.
And she asked for one similar to mine.
She wanted a journaling type. So we got her a flowery ESV. And then we got Josie more of a kids version ESV, which is just not expensive, put it that way. A more inexpensive type, but it's still an English Standard version. So when she is able to read, it's a solid version to read. And we can use it together because I have an ESV, Heather has an ESV, and I
don't have an ESV.
Poor girl. Thing I have multiple.
My hand-painted one, I think, is an ESV.
Yeah.
But my daily one is a New King James.
Yes, but she won't use the hand-painted one because it's a hand-painted one by a hand painter of Bibles who no longer hand paints Bibles because she's super famous. And her hand painted Bibles are now printed, like mass produced, and put into like Hobby Lobby and different places. So,
yeah. So I don't want to use
that was
it. I'm scared to use it.
That was one of my biggest wins in our marriage, I think, was getting this lady who was like retired from painting Bibles specially. I was able to encourage her to please do another one. So it was awesome.
It took her like a year to see your email, too.
Yeah, it was wild. So with all that said, I know that was a huge update, but I have to go to class soon. So
yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to be more specific, intentional in our prayer life and our how we speak to our girls, especially since we have another one coming, a boy coming. That has been one of the coolest things the past week was watching them just, I don't know, today was just like wildly different. So
I have no idea.
Yeah. clean rooms are the best. And then I'm about to sell some stuff on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm really excited about it.
You are?
Yeah, it's in our garage, which is my space. And I don't want it in my garage anymore. I get one space in our house, and it's the garage, and I want it to be clean. But yeah, and I've gotten some duck calls. Some people have gotten duck calls from me to give to their family members for Christmas. So I'm pumped about that, too. It's been fun. But yeah, welcome to our new studio again. We're excited about this. This is at our church building. We're also going to be doing lots of church content, which I'm pumped about. And yeah, so.
Also, no one tell our kids about their Christmas gifts.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay, cool. Well, we will see you next week. Bye-bye.